In January 1887, a local engineer demonstrated a scheme to harness the ocean's energy as a source of power at Land's End. He failed, but he wouldn't be the last one to try. Land's End is a magnet for experiments in tidal power, because of the strong pull of the ocean, no doubt, and also because of Adolf Sutro. Since he struck it rich building the tunnels that would drain water as the silver and gold deposits of the Comstock lode were mined, he could be counted upon to take an interest in feats of engineering. So here I am in 1891, trying to check out the story of Ralph Starr, who promised a new and better machine, and labored on some kind of fabulous construction as he raised more and more money. And then, on the day when the wave motor was to be unveiled to its investors, he disappeared. Or so the story goes. I haven't been able to verify it one way or the other. Maybe Ralph Starr is a myth. When it comes to ingenious schemes for exploiting the Earth's resources, it's not surprising that we sometimes have trouble distinguishing between technological possibility and mere charlatanism. But if we wait long enough, maybe we'll have another chance.
Stop your CD or MP3 player here, but keep listening to the sound of the ocean. When you've had enough, retrace your way up the stairs. Stop halfway when you reach the dead tree on your left.